Let freedom clean. Let freedom clean.
Hey, John, do you like soaps?
Love it.
Do you love our military?
Sir, yes, sir.
Oh, man, do I have a company for you. Hero Soap Company.
Oh, you mean the all-natural, no chemicals, fragrances, or dyes?
Oh, that's the one.
No parabens found in many mainline soaps. Parabens, according to the FDA, are found in breast biopsies with cancer and cause male reproductive issues.
Oh, no!
What's the problem?
Oh, yeah. And with every subscription, this purchase will donate one soap. So that means when you get a soap, they send a soap overseas to our troops. Gives them some peppermint cool to tingle their nuts for the first time during their deployment. And a portion of sales also go to Operation Finally Home, which helps build homes for veterans in need.
Subscribe and get soap straight to your door every month, hassle-free and contract-free.
And for right now, Hero Soaps is having our fans get 10% off their purchase when you use the promo code BIGFOOT. That's right, guys. 10% off when you use the promo code BIGFOOT at checkout.
So, BIGFOOT, if you get a subscription, you get to donate to some troops in need.
Oh, yeah. Let freedom clean, guys.
Damn. There go BIGFOOT. What about BIGFOOT?
What about him?
BIGFOOT.
What about him?
Welcome to another episode of What About Bigfoot, the only show that is making tasteful artwork of Bigfoot in a 69 with the Loch Ness Monster. I'm your host, Dude, and adding his artist touch always is
Jay.
And this is the show about conspiracy series, not conspiracy series, mystical creatures, not mystical creatures, goblins, ghouls, witches, wizards, warlocks, wizards, I said that already, ghosts, ghost ships, anything we deem awesome. And today, we're going to the House of the Rising Sun. We're going to Japan with the Jarugamu.
Japan, Jarugamu. I don't know Jarugamu, if I said that right.
Yeah, you said it right. It took me a while to be like, Jarugamu. Jarugamu is folklore of a giant spider. It's a giant-ass spider, but it lures men in by shape-shifting into a beautiful woman. And the beautiful woman comes and hits on you and then asks you to go alone with her so she can play you music. In her cabin, which you get into her cabin, transforms, bites you with this venomous poison, and then eats you because she's a giant-ass spider.
Wow. It transforms. Yeah.
And this one is pretty cool. I read out that Jarugo, for the first meaning, means prostitute.
Oh.
So this is the prostitute. So it's meant for, like, it also goes by harlot spider, goes by whore spider, goes by the woven bride. So it just transforms itself. And it starts out as a regular spider, but if it lives to 400 years old, it gets bigger and it gains mystical powers to transform at 400 years old. And it stops eating insects and it moves on to something bigger, us.
Damn, so the whore spider,
And she loves that dude because he only eats men.
Oh, fuck, that sucks. But,
yes, I think, yes.
I mean, that kind of makes sense. Why would a woman spider eat another woman, you know?
Yeah. I don't even know if the spider is a woman or... But it's said to have control over every spider, so it has mental control and it can get other spiders to come to her and help her out.
Shit, that's crazy.
Yeah, so, like, there's tales of it, like... There's two tales. There's another tale where it's a woman holding a baby, and the baby's crying, and she asks you to hold her baby, so you're like, okay, when you hold the baby, haha, it's an egg sack of spiders that burst and eat your ass.
Whoa.
Right? She's a trickster. She's a trickster. That's what she's known for. She's been a little tricky trick.
Tricky trick
on the side.
Little tricky trick.
Little trick, dressed like a whore.
Sly trick.
Flashy little nip. You're like, oh shit, I'm about to get me some. Papa about to get his pee pee wet, and then he goes in there, and nope, you get bitten, and you get
eaten by a giant spider who also controls other spiders.
Yeah, so let that be a lesson to every man out there. If some lady thinks that it's really hot and you know it's out of your league, she's hitting on you, she's probably a spider.
You know, if she happens to have more than two arms, you know, she's probably a spider.
Do you know when she has more than two arms and a thorax, she might be a spider. But yeah, the Jerugamo is known to live, literally, it can live years without transforming back into a spider. It lives in cities, it lives in rural areas, and it just lives. And then when it needs to feed, it'll attract a male. And then when you get him back to her place, it's on. And not in the good way either.
Yo, that's a fucking movie right there.
It's in a bunch of anime stuff. It's like there have been like people transformed into a cool like monster, but this thing is dated back all the way back to samurai times. There's tales of these two brothers. They're both samurais, and they come across a beautiful woman, and she's trying to convince them to go back to her place. And they're like, no, no, no. And they get impatient, and they cut her with their samurai swords. And the next day, they are out, and they see a giant spider cut with a knife, just the way they cut the woman.
Oh, whoa.
And so they go over there, and they cut the creature's head off, and they open up the stomach of it. 2,000 heads fall out of its stomach, and dozens and dozens of spiders as big as babies come out of her.
Fuck.
That's fucking terrifying.
That's really crazy. 2,000 heads? Yeah, how big is this giant spider? Okay, I was thinking like maybe German Shepherd size. You know what I mean?
Oh, sir, that's a baby. You gotta be thinking. You ever seen Lord of the Rings?
Yeah. Okay. Fuck.
That spider times two.
Like elephant size, or talking?
Yeah. No. They're probably just that spider. That's a really scary. You know what? A scary enough spider is like one that's as big as my toe. So this one will just shit the bed.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, I don't even like little, you know, dime-sized spiders. Fuck those things.
Yeah. And you're thinking, oh, man, you're all horned up. You're like, oh, yeah, I got this whore with me. I got to do some nasty, weird whore things there. And then,
and all of a sudden, a horse-sized fucking spider's coming at you.
Yeah. And two, you shouldn't be doing nasty thing to whores. They're working. Don't be rude.
This is an awesome story. I think we need to do more Japanese stuff. I'm sure there's a ton of
things. There's some weird shit. I saw this one, I forget the name of it when I was doing my research, but it has no facial features, but it has an eye where its asshole should be.
Yeah.
You're right. I'm going to do that one, and I was like, that's for a later episode. The Jerugamo first, asshole monster, asshole-eyed monster second.
We're gonna save that one for episode 75.
Yeah, look up, guys. Future episode.
Or like 80 or something. Or like 100 maybe, milestone time.
Yeah, that'll be our milestone episode. But yeah, this one has tales from samurai era. There's another iteration of it that can also have little mind control powers.
No.
There's a tale of a samurai. He's playing his flute, and this 50-year-old woman comes and tells her that he loves his music so much, he wants her daughter to marry him. So she takes her back, and there's a beautiful woman, and she says, oh, we live out here in a big palace. My mother got driven away by smoke. We're staying here. How about you stay here forever with us? The guy's like, no, I'm already married. I can't do this. I'm leaving. And they're like, no. So he leaves the doors, but when he closes the door, it's just bamboo around him. The palace is gone. And he gets up and he calls his servants over, and the servants are like, no, sir, you were sleeping this whole time. You were sleeping. And he's like, no, I wasn't sleeping. I was in a giant palace. And that's when he notices a spider, not that big spider, walking off, and there's spider webs everywhere. But he already, the week before, chased all the spiders away with his pipe smoke. So the thing is that Jerugamo was looking for revenge because he chased all her babies out with the pipe smoke.
Whoa.
It was trying to lure him mentally into dying.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, oh man, this Jirokumo ain't no joke.
I feel like I should have heard of this one sooner, you know? This is a very cool one.
The only thing I found comparative, and don't call me a child, but I watched the cartoon show Gravity Falls. And there's one about they go into the woods and there's a woman that everyone likes. She thinks she's hot, but she takes men back. She's a giant spider and she eats them. So I was like, oh, this is just fictional. And then when I was doing my research, I was like, oh no, this is a thing in Japan where this is scary as shit.
Damn, it probably is based on that. I'm sure it is.
And then it's Japan. Like, Japan's already weird. Everyone knows Japan, which even Japanese people know Japan is weird. So why wouldn't they have a weird thing like this of a maiden who's super hot and then, you know, you get
yeah. Super hot Asian chick and then becomes a giant man-eating spider.
Terrifying. Then you can't do anything because, you know, it's a giant spider. How you are
wearing
a giant spider?
Yeah, you already lost.
Yeah. So and it says her silk is as strong to cold a 300-pound man, so you can't, like, when she, you know, she doesn't bite you, put some silk on you, ain't getting out of there.
Yeah, just wind you up, you know what I mean? Wonder if she still, like, bangs him as a spider first, and then kills him, you know?
I don't think she bangs him at all. I think she's just like, oh, you want this, and then, yeah.
I don't think she wants to, like, you know, just, get all.
You don't even get a chance, you don't even get to go up to heaven and say, I banged a giant spider before it killed you. You don't get that kind
that
of
would. It's like, kind of be cooler, you know.
Yeah, you get a little bang dang, little swang dang, sweet poo tang, and then, you know, spider bite, but no. No, you don't get that. You just get all revved up and you got blue balls because you died.
You get spider raped and.
No! Yeah, you wanted this baby.
That's terrible.
That's what a spider sounds
that's
like.
Some Japanese shit. That sounds like some fucking anime, the nasty anime. What's that called?
Hentai,
yeah, some spider fucking.
It's not like I've seen it or anything. It's not like I know. I just know the name.
Nah, that's definitely a hentai film. I can see it.
Yeah, but like, I thought this one was super awesome, super scary, and it's been around so long that it has to be rooted somewhere in reality. Like, there has to be a Jirokumo out there. But you'll never know because you're gonna die. You can't go looking for it because go looking for it, you're gonna die.
Yeah, that's how she gets you. I think, you know, this one's really cool. This one could be real too. You know what I mean? Who knows?
Yeah,
out of all the countries in Asia have a, you know, extensive history that dates back further than most people. So it's like they.
You know we're not doing, man. We have to go.
Could have happened.
We're with bottles of raid, and we're just gonna have to go to every whore in Japan and spray raid in their face.
spray all the hose down and spray.
And as they react, they're like, oh, that's a spider. But there is a way to spot it, Jirokumo, is that it's supposed to be a reverse vampire, so like you hold up like clear water or a mirror to it, instead of having no reflection. The reflection would be of the spider, so she can't keep reforming through the reflection.
Oh, okay.
So, everyone out there, if you're going to Japan, if you're going to go buy a whore, carry a mirror on you. Flash the mirror in the whore's face. She might get mad, but you'll be safe. You'll be safe.
Freaking whore tips.
I can't say you'll be safe. What about Bigfoot? Give it out Japanese whore tips. I just love the meaning of her name is prostitute. Like, there's no other way. Like, oh, she might be a cool chick. No, she's a prostitute. She's a whore. She's a whore spider.
This is so funny. Like, this is easily one of our, like, best episodes. Just based on what this creature is, you know, like, what it does.
Yeah, it's crazy. But I think it's time to ask, man. What about old Bigfoot?
What about old Bigfoot and the killer horse fighter? I don't.
The killer horse. I think personally, she tried to get out Bigfoot.
just walks away, not runs away. I see him running, you know what I mean? He's like, oh, I need to.
I think he's too cool. He's like, you know what? Let her try something, and I'm going to take her out.
He's too cool and calm.
He's a cool comic. He's been around the block so many times here, he knows. He knows the drill. Or he's the only person that actually banged the giant spider.
Actually got away. You know, the silk was strong enough to hold one man or three men. Or what was it? The strength of the silk. It was strong enough for what? I think we're getting disconnected here. Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, my lights just went out.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, but I have a thunderstorm over me.
Oh, shit. All right. Stay safe. Technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties, guys. Yeah, we're still recording. We don't stop for nothing. But yeah, guys. But yeah, Bigfoot fucked the giant spider. That's where I'm going with it.
Coming back in. Bigfoot fucked a giant spider. Giant horde killer spider. Very giant cool. Horde
killer spider in the woods of Japan. That just sounds like a new porno. We got one, man. Pornhub, hit us up.
Found you, hentai. That's just the way to go. Get these Asians.
There we go. Thank God. We're so great at this. It's not even worth trying anymore. But you know what's worth trying, guys? This podcast. You can find us anywhere you can get podcasts at. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher. Anywhere you can get your podcast, you can find us. You can find us on social media at Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Hit us up on our email at whataboutbigfoot@gmail.com. Special thanks to Hero Soap Company for sponsoring this video and all our other videos. Get 10% off when you use the promo code Bigfoot at check out, guys. Anything else, Jay?
HeroSoapCompany.com. That's all I got.
That's all I got. Until next time, guys, I'm Dude. He's Jay. I ask yourself each and every week.